One of the most breathtaking souvenirs from Hawaii is its rich culture and intriguing history. Of all the resorts in Hawaii, Hilton Hawaiian Village Waikiki Beach Resort exemplifies the island's fascinating treasures. Please join us for a look back in time from one of the world's favorite island destinations. This is Molly Blaisdell with Journeys of Discovery, reporting from Honolulu, Hawaii.
Hello, this is Molly Blaisdell coming to you from the Hilton Hawaiian Village in Honolulu. It's a beautiful day here, as it is every day of the year. I've got a special guest with me today, and he's going to introduce himself.
Aloha, my name is Mike Murray, and I work for Waikiki Beach Activities. I'm the Vice President of Sales here at the property.
So, Mike, we're at the Hilton Hawaiian Village Waikiki Beach Resort, and you run all these wonderful activities here. Can you give us a little bit of a lay of the land?
Sure. Here at the Hilton, we're on 22 acres of beachfront property. So we're very fortunate that we have a huge footprint in terms of our beach access, as well as the only lagoon in Waikiki. At any given time at the Hilton, we have between 6,000 to 8,000 guests. So we have no problem in terms of accommodating our guests, coupled with local folks or any other people who want to come and enjoy our beach. Duke Kahanamoku Beach actually was rated a few years ago as the number one beach in the nation by Dr. Beach, and that was based on sand quality, the safety of the water, the reef structure, and those types of things. So we're really, really just appealing area in Waikiki because of, again, the wideness and the availability and just not feeling like you're cramped in and condensed. So we're very happy about that, and we want everybody to come out and enjoy it.
So many of us know about the Duke, John Wayne, but here in Hawaii, and specifically in Waikiki, there's another Duke. Can you give us a little bit of backstory on that, Mike?
Well, Duke Kahanamoku, a very popular waterman here in Hawaii, he's a legend. He's an icon for us. He was in several Olympics. He did the 100-meter breaststroke. We're very fortunate to be where we're at because he was actually raised here on property, the Kalia area. So we have, to our back on the ocean side, Duke's Beach. We also have the only lagoon in Waikiki called Duke's Lagoon. And we're surrounded by his influences from Duke's Road to his mother's name over here on the other side. It's very influential as well. We've just been very fortunate because he really introduced many water sports to include canoeing, surfing, and a lot of our programs wrap around what he gave to us many years ago.
And how long ago was that?
Well, he passed away decades ago, but his legend still lives on. In fact, there's several festivals that happen throughout the year, not just here on Oahu, but as well the neighbor islands. And one of the big ones is the Duke Kahanamoku Annual Festival, where there's water races and there's swimming races and there's Hawaiiana games and things of that nature. But again, being that we are at the location where he was raised, we're very fortunate that we get to, you know, really enjoy his legend and to carry on and perpetuate that.
And I understand there's a little secret that I didn't know about. I'm based on the West Coast, but I understand he's responsible for bringing surfing to the West Coast.
That's correct. He did. We'd like to say that he introduced surfing to the world. Started in Australia by taking some of the long wooden koa boards there, the 15-footers. And then he also went to the West Coast, California in particular, and made several movies as well. But he was, you know, very influential in terms of introducing the modern surfing style at that time to many parts of the world.
In addition to some of these unique Hawaiian activities or culturally inspired activities that you offer here at the Hilton Hawaiian Village, can you tell me about some of the little hidden gems that we might not expect?
Absolutely. Very popular activity with many of our guests and guests that come to Hawaii is the Atlantis submarine. So here at the Hilton Hawaiian Village, Atlantis submarine runs their operation. There are two submarines that are anchored right off of the shores here. They run from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. They hold 64 passengers each. So a very exciting experience. If you've never been on a sub, they're extremely safe. One sub hovers around the 30 to 40 feet depth. It's really good visibility. The second is around 100 feet. So you're going to see lots of marine life when you're out there at the experience. You'll see indigenous fish of the islands. You'll once in a while see reef sharks that cruise through, sometimes manta rays. So it's just really a very fun experience. There are really large windows in the submarine. So if you've never been underwater before, it's a safe way to do it. Very accessible and just a fun experience.
Tell me a little bit about the fishing options here.
Well, Hawaii is known for its great fishing. Certain times of the year, we have the marlin runs. So here on Oahu. We have a marina that's only about a 10-minute drive from the property, and there's several different charter boats that will take you out. Each charter boat holds up to 6 guests, and they will go anywhere from a 6-hour tour to an all-day tour. So throughout the season, it just depends on when you're here. We have the ahi runs, or the tuna. We have the legendary world-class fish, the marlins I mentioned. We have ono, or the wahoo, which are really popular, very yummy and good to eat. So you can actually go out on these boats and not guarantee to catch a fish every time, but just the experience of being in the water with these great world-class fishermen and, of course, these million-dollar boats is really fun, and you just never know what you're going to catch out there.
And can I ask you, if the hotel maybe has a program whereby you bring back your catch and they prepare it for you, or can you ship it home? Can you ship the fish home?
Yes, you can ship the fish home. They'll ice pack them for you. There are a few restaurants locally, I believe, will prepare your fish, but most guests, I believe, they probably wanted to ship that bugger home.
There's one additional special feature at this Hilton Hawaiian Village that I find remarkable, and I just discovered it, but tell us a little bit about the fireworks that happen every Friday night.
Well, we've been very fortunate for over 30 years. The fireworks has gone on without a glitch. 7:45 is usually the time. We do make adjustments in the summer months, but it's about a 5-minute fireworks show. It's launched right from Duke's Beach. Pretty much a great vantage point from just about any different angle. It's free, so you don't even have to stay at the property here. You'll just enjoy that 5-minute show. We also, because we have our catamaran, we are allowed to bring our catamaran just about right underneath where they launch the fireworks. So if you're on the boat, not only do we actually cater that particular event, because it's a full buffet, to a local restaurant called Kakako Kitchen, and their ono, or delicious food, as we call it, Hawaiian-style barbecue served. So not only do you get that as a great experience, watch the sunset, you're right underneath the fireworks that are blasting off. If you're not on the boat, then you can be right on the beach, or you can be up in your hotel room with that bird's eye view. So not just the Hilton guests, but many of the local Kama'aina get to enjoy it, as well as other hotel guests, and it's going to continue on for many years to come. We hope to see you someday to enjoy that with us.
Mahalo, Mike. It's been a pleasure learning from you.
Aloha nui loa. Thank you so much.
This is Molly Blaisdell coming to you from the Hilton Hawaiian Village, and I've got another great guest here to tell you about the history of the property, and here she is.
Aloha. My name is Laura Gallagher. I'm the Regional Director of Marketing for Hilton Hawaii.
Laura, can you tell us what you've been doing?
Well, about 20 years ago, I came across some wonderful photographs, and I decided somebody needed to collect them. And, you know, first they were just in boxes. Then I started looking for the years when these photographs were taken. And we had a history of the hotel, but it was a very romantic history.
So, Laura, I understand that Henry J. Kaiser was responsible for really developing this land and leaving his legacy behind.
Yes, Henry J. Kaiser came here on vacation, probably in the late 40s. And in the 50s, and there were only maybe 2 or 3 hotels and some bathhouses. And he felt that there really needed to be more hotels in Waikiki. He was a visionary and probably one of the only people in the United States had the vision to see that a hotel could be developed here, and a large hotel. He did everything big. And he was a shipbuilder in World War II. He worked closely with President Roosevelt. He helped build the Hoover Dam, many, many roads around the United States. And so taking on a task like this was probably, you know, something minuscule.
So, Laura, with all this work you've done, what are some of the really top highlights? Because it's been decades of beautiful gems here at the Hilton Hawaiian Village. What are your maybe favorite or most popular historical moments?
Well, one of the great things is that this was the home of Duke Kahanamoku. He lived on property, and his family lived here. So the beach is named after him. The lagoon is also named after him. We're just so pleased to be associated with him. The property became the place for movie stars. It's a great place to film. All the presidents have stayed here. Kings, I mean, we were constantly greeting people. From the 20 years I was here, almost every week some famous person was coming to this property. And one of them was Elvis Presley. And in 1961, when Hilton took over, he came here to film Blue Hawaii, one of his, you know, one of his great movies. And so there's, we have a lot of artifacts from Elvis staying here. We have the suites that he's stayed in, both in the Ali'i Tower and at the Rainbow Tower, that are going to be renamed the King Suites.
So from the Duke to the King, this property has also cultivated a great commitment to Hawaii's music. Can you tell us a little bit about some of the famous people that have been housed here at the Hilton Hawaiian Village?
We've had some of the best Hawaiian entertainers perform here over the years. And in addition to Don Ho was here, he had a great show here. When Jim Nabors moved to Hawaii, he had a very, very, very popular show at our dome. And just every kind of entertainment was here on property. And that still is what we focus on today. We want to be known as the home of Hawaii's music.
So the next big question is, how do guests and people visiting Waikiki engage with the history and learn about Hilton Hawaiian Village's influence on this beautiful site of Oahu?
Well, the exhibit is open to the public, and of course hotel guests walk by it daily and enjoy it. It's a 16-panel display, and it starts actually way before there was any development here on property. So what I wanted to do was to show how the land, what it looked like, and then how this area developed, because it's, to me, it's a very, very interesting story about going from a fish pond area now to a major tourism destination.
So what are some of the highlights that guests can experience when they're observing and encountering the archive wall?
Well, I think what happens with the experience is that they first become very attracted to the photos, because there are people on the wall that they know and are famous, and so they go there first. But then if you look down to the very bottom portion, is kind of the more boring history of the hotel and the development in Waikiki, and it aligns with what is going on in the world and what's going on in the U.S. at the time. So you'll see, you know, civil rights activity was going on, and we had John F. Kennedy here on property delivering a very important speech, or just things that were going on in the U.S. that in little old Waikiki and in Hawaii and at our property at the same time these things were going on. And often what would happen with this, with the history wall, is there will be people on the wall that are very famous there that are also part of what's going on in the U.S. And so, and it's, they came here, and so it was just a coupling of placing those people that were making history at the time in the United States and around the world, and they're tying them into the history of the Hilton Hawaiian Village.
Laura, this is so fascinating. We could sit here all day and page through the incredible archives you've pulled together. How will your guests and people that are interested in the history of the Hilton Hawaiian Village, how can they discover more?
You can go to HiltonHawaiianVillage.com and look for our history tab, and you'll be able to get the complete history of the hotel right there.
Laura, thank you so much, and as they say in Hawaii, mahalo.
Mahalo to you too.
You've been listening to the Lowell Thomas award-winning travel show Journeys of Discovery with Tom Wilmer, a featured podcast on NPR.org's podcast directory. Produced by California Central Coast NPR affiliate KCBX. You are invited to subscribe to Journeys of Discovery with Tom Wilmer on NPR.org, NPR One, iTunes, Stitcher.com, and more than 20 other podcast channels around the world.
Underwriting support for Journeys of Discovery with Tom Wilmer is provided in part by the Society of St. Vincent de Paul. People often associate the Society of St. Vincent de Paul with thrift stores. Donations like clothing, your gently used couch, or still serviceable washing machine generate funds to assist the Society in putting food on the table for people in need, or keeping the lights on and families in their homes. To find a St. Vincent de Paul thrift store in your area, visit svdpusa.org. Once again, svdpusa.org. And whether you're shopping for new or used items, donating them, or volunteering, you're helping the Society of St. Vincent de Paul help others.